This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour five of the nation. Here we go. It's time for Woolchuck's Proper Round Tripper. We're going to get some baseball in here, but DeMarcus Lawrence, now a member of the Seahawks, with Seattle media this afternoon, making quite an impression. I told my guys in Seattle he can have fun with the media, so stay frosty. But the money quote from Tank you're probably going to see in the headlines here and on TV tonight says, Dallas is his home forever, but he knows for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah, I mean, you had this yesterday, CeeDee Lamb on a live stream as the Tank Lawrence news broke. He looked disappointed and defeated. I think these players know now, and I do think it matters that they know, because if they're talking about we're going for it and it's our Super Bowl year, then I think a lot of the fans buy in. But once the active players start talking about it, it becomes more difficult to not become apathetic. Again, that's what Stephen Jones at the Combine says they're looking to avoid. We don't want fan apathy. I think the players are starting to become apathetic, aren't they? Isn't that where this is trending? Here's Woolchuck.
Yep, that's where it sounds. No question. I mean, Tank was here 2 years ago. We were playing audio about him. Oh, the Super Bowl's in Vegas? Well, we'll be in Vegas. You know, he was very optimistic. And when you go through what Tank went through, it's hard to see to say that he's wrong. It certainly doesn't seem like it's in the cards for the cat. That's just truth speaking. And if you speak a little truth, hey, people can lose their minds sometimes. And I hope in Frisco they're taking notice of this one.
Now, Seattle's not that close either. But I would bet them every day of the week and twice on Sunday before the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold, does he believe that's the guy? I don't think so, but who knows? I don't think he's wrong in what he's saying. The Cowboys not winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. Let's talk some baseball, though. This is a team that does have legitimate championship aspirations, and we've got Ranger observations, Evan Grant, from today. And we talked a little bit about with this with Jared, but Dolly, you brought it up, finally went ahead, hit himself a home run, smoked a double that left the bat at 111 miles per hour and lined another ball for an out that also left the bat on more than 100 miles per hour. So hard hit, exit velocity was definitely there today. Leody Taveras had a hard hit ball that went over 112 miles per hour. That was a double, but beautiful to see. El Bombi getting that home run there in spring training. Alessandro Osuna also went ahead, hit himself a home run. I mean, this spring, he's been brilliant. 480, 533, 800, and 1.33 is his slash line. By the end of the game, his OPS was second in the majors among players with at least 25 at-bats. The OPS was eighth among all players in Arizona and Florida with at least 25 at-bats. So that's eighth in all of Major League Baseball. I mean, he's having a hell of a spring.
I don't know what the future of the outfield looks like. You know, I know Langford's there, but I don't think Carter is there, at least super long-term. I don't think Taveras is there. I think Osuna might be the most likely young guy to have a spot in this Rangers outfield long-term, Woolchuck, and I think it's only because Tavares and Carter are there that we're not hearing more from Asuna as a plan for the regular season already.
Yeah, there is quite the logjam. It does make you feel great about the depth, though, right? Like, if, God forbid, something happens to Adolis Garcia or, you know, Evan Carter in the back starts to flare up, like, you're feeling really good that you've got a guy that you can call up instantly, and hopefully he ends up hitting the ground running at the major league level. Tyler Mahle returned to the mound 2 days after being scratched with some forearm soreness, and pitched four innings in a double-A exhibition against Northwest Arkansas for the Kansas City organization. He did give up six hits and three runs, but in minor league games, strikes matter far more than the results, right, Seven Grant? Threw 42 of 55 pitches for strikes and didn't walk a batter, struck out five. So a strong outing there for Mahle. The big news, obviously, was Cody Bradford. Unfortunately, he's going to start the season on the IL. He's got soreness as well, and this is just supposedly precautionary. Let's cross our fingers and hope to God that it is precautionary. But let's stay on the pitchers here.
So, well, if it's precautionary, he wouldn't be out for the first time through the rotation. That's for sure. This is,
well, they shut him down from throwing. So yeah, he's going to not throw for 10 days. And then after that, it's like, okay, you got to ramp back up. So I guess the timeline there doesn't make him ready for opening day.
Wasn't it yesterday that it was going to be 4 or 5 days? And then today it's 10 days now?
Yeah, now it's like, we don't want you to throw at all. Just rest the arm totally.
You know, this team is pretty good in the depth department for starting pitching quality. But with Bradford this year, you have a much easier trip without having a significant hiccup. Like, you don't want to have those months where 2 out of every 5 through the rotation, you're like, wow, we really got to have an offensive explosion today to win.
Yeah, no, but it is an issue as well, because if you go up against a team in a series that, like, just smashes right-handed pitching, that's all you've got in your starting rotation. He is the only lefty that they have. Andrew Heaney's gone. Obviously, Monty's gone. They don't have anybody else that can start. Everybody throws righty right now. So that's something, teams probably like to be able to stagger that a little bit. I know the Rangers obviously struggling against left-handed pitching. If they went up against a starting rotation over the course of a 3-day weekend that's all throwing lefties at you, it's like, well, crap. Our chance of success is far less right now. So we'll see if they end up making a move there. But let's get to Kamar Rocker. And I liked this. This was our buddies on the Foul Territory. We talked to AJ Pruszynski back at 220. And he was talking to Rocker about the NIL. Gosh, how much could him and Leiter have just crushed at Vandy if NIL was a thing? Here was Rocker.
And how much would you and Jack have made in Vandy if there was NIL like it is today?
Sophomore year was COVID year for me, and then I think I was Jack's freshman year, but I think you give us 2 years, I think we could have came out with $2 million.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, why would you go to the minor leagues? If you make $2 million, play a Vandy, go to Broadway every night?
Right.
Man, I'm in. Can I go back? I don't have any eligibility left, but that sounds like an awesome deal.
$2 million. I believe it. I mean, him and Leiter were like the two biggest things going in the College World Series. They were dialed. They were dominant. Vandy was awesome. I mean, Leiter was like a can't miss kind of dude. It's what it seemed like. Same thing with Rocker. So
it might be an incredible opportunity for some of these young baseball players. You know, sure, you want to make it to the big leagues. Maybe you want to jump right into a pro career at 18 years old. But if I can go to college and start building something, and, you know, I'm a star on social, I wouldn't be surprised if college baseball can carve out a bigger piece. Right now, we're seeing in women's basketball how important name recognition is.
Sure.
And the name, image, likeness. You know, baseball, you got to stay there for 3 years. It'd be interesting to see. It's fun when it's locally relevant, but could it become a bigger piece? I know ESPN's looking for more baseball content now without Major League Baseball. So
I think that that's totally spot on. Also, the fact that, I mean, you're not always going straight from college to the big leagues. Like what Wyatt Langford did, pretty unheard of. What Paul Skeens has done, that is the majority. That's not the trajectory. That is the minority here.
Yeah.
So the majority are going to come in here and you're going to spend, what, 2 to 4 years in the minors, taking bus rides and eating McDonald's. Like, I mean, we were talking when we were in the clubhouse a few years ago with Sam Huff. He's like, yeah, me, Barlow, 3 other dudes are all rooming together. Like, you got 5 dudes hanging out in one room. That's how they're doing it in the minors.
Yeah, it's miserable.
Stinks.
Yes. So it's like, if I can stay in college and go ahead and make a couple $1 million on NIL, sign me up. That sounds like a better lifestyle for me.
No question, dude. Yeah, the minor league life seems like
not fun.
One of the worst lives to live.
Not fun. Okay, so I just saw this. The final out.
Unless you're with those banana people. those banana guys, Hannah Bananas, what are they called?
The Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas.
Have some fun.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas.
Put on a show.
They clean it up down there, too, boy.
They are. Yeah, they are. They're selling out big stadiums now, too. They're traveling, doing a whole tour. Might be fun to go see. Baseball's Walker Buehler that he threw to get the final out of the 2024 World Series for the Dodgers. Will Smith was catching. So those two now are auctioning off the ball. Now, Buehler's gone. He's with the Red Sox, so I guess maybe he's like, screw you, Dodgers, I don't care. But they're auctioning off the final out of the 2024 World Series ball together. The auction is going to begin on March 21st on the Memorabilia Network with an opening bid placed at $150K.
That seems kind of wheels off that it's just like their ball, you know? Like, what are the rules on this? Do we claim it? Do we call dibs?
Does Jonah have the final out of the Rangers? I mean, he definitely ran back to try and grab it. So could he just one day decide, you know what, I'm going to auction off this 2023 final out ball?
If I'm the catcher, I'm not letting the pitcher get in on that deal. You know, you made a lot more money anyway.
You left the team.
Whoever was the last person in the chain of possession.
Now, the good thing is it is for one of their charity foundations, Catching Hope Foundation, which Will and Kara Smith do run. So I guess the ball will benefit a good cause here.
The Dodgers need to buy it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. You remember the Freddie Freeman walk-off grand slam ball from game one sold for $1.56 million. So a final out 2024 World Series, if the bidding's starting at $150K, you think you can fetch more than $1.5 million? Can we get $2 million for this ball? It's for good cause?
Probably. There's some rich
baseball fans. Yeah. Do it for the kids.
Yeah, man. The charity aspect.
Just do it for the kids. Do it for the kids. Bad news for Tampa Bay. Did you guys see the story today?
You feel like the ball started low then at $100,000?
Well, they probably just didn't want to start it too high. You know, you want the bids. You want this thing to just like ramp
up. Freeman's ball got 1 point. Don't we have to?
But it probably started around the same price.
Okay.
You know? And then eventually these rich people start going to war over it. Maybe it's Golden Auction saying, hey, we're going to bid for this thing and then we're going to put it up for auction here. We think we can even double the price on that. These people are psycho out here. It's a wild world.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You can't put anything past these guys.
Not at all. These memorabilia junkies. I mean, they're getting kids out there to go get their autographs. So, I mean, what that little boy did with the Wemby thing, what that father did, it was shameful what these kids and fathers and parents. Yeah,
you
and
guys are crazy for that. It's $75,000.
Come on.
You got to keep a meaningless jersey?
Yes. You know, eventually how much that's going to be worth? Triple the price, Gavin. Triple.
Well, then that would make sense if you could guarantee me that it's going to continue to appreciate. But
I mean, with Wemby's trajectory, do you disagree? You don't think it will?
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily his trajectory. It's
probably, maybe his career's over.
Wasn't it the moment?
Yeah, with
the moment gives that the value.
Yes, it's important for him.
They tricked Wemby into giving the jersey up.
Yeah,
it's kind of just like overall a
so it has like this temporary like social value that's cool. But you got to strike while the iron's hot.
But I got to get $75K on
the only mistake that he made, in my estimation, is going back and trying to undo the deal pathetically.
Yeah, I mean, just look.
Yeah, that made that looked weird. Yeah, but I think the decision to sell as a family man, you know, you're going a long way towards paying off the house, providing some security, starting a college fund for.
Yeah,
and all you got to give up is a jersey.
If that's what's going on here, I don't know. I think we're giving a lot of benefit of the doubt.
Might be some mama don't know money.
What about that poor kid? Was the son all right with this? Did he sign off? Maybe that should be the kid's money.
Pops could have probably gone and just bought a random jersey that is identical and the kid would have never known and then flipped the real one.
And now it's a big story.
Yeah.
Screwed himself. The planned $1.3 billion stadium to keep the Rays in St. Pete is no longer happening.
Oh.
Owner Stu Sternberg announced yesterday that the team cannot move forward with the new ballpark.
That's one of the most Jewish names I've ever heard in my whole life.
Very, very Jewish for Stu. And happy Purim to all those that are celebrating.
What's Purim?
Purim. Basically, there was a time where a lot of the Jews were supposed to be persecuted in Persia.
Okay.
Didn't happen. Got saved. So we celebrate Purim. It's a celebratory holiday.
You pour them out.
Yeah, we're partying, basically. Mm, that's nice. What we're doing. Yeah, pour them out or go ahead and get drunk. Honestly, pour them. Big drunk holiday.
Pour them if you got them.
Cannot move forward with the new ballpark.
Y'all seen that song?
We're at a wedding. In bar and bat mitzvah. So not for Purim, but it's never a bad time to break out Havana Gila, baby.
Yeah, Havana Gila, Havana Gila, Havana Gila. That's a slapper right there,
it
bro.
It is, dude. It'll get you going.
Have you ever been to a wedding where the groom was too heavy for the chair and you just didn't want to be a part of that?
No, we there has been a time where it was a little bit tough to get one of one of the tribe up.
Yeah.
And I'll say that,
to be doing that.
The answer was we need more guys. So we just said, hey, we just added a couple more arms and we were able to eventually lift our guy up.
That is a long song to be doing that, though.
It's a long song.
I've seen people walk out.
But the adrenaline's going, everything's fine. You can skip arm day that day.
You got married at the courthouse, but then we celebrated with a party at your house. I don't remember us doing
that at your party.
The chairlift.
We skipped that.
I would have been disappointed.
We did not do
that. I would have told everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm about to go do a Jewish wedding. You know, I already know.
I know. And honestly, that was my one regret. It's like I have so many friends who their only chance to go to a Jewish wedding would be like my wedding. Mm-hmm. But like once we did the court thing, the amount of money that we would have put into a wedding was like not worth it.
Over the top. If you would have done a real wedding, would you have done the chair?
Yeah, voice? I would have gone. I would have gone a lot. And then it would have been like $100,000 later or $70,000. These weddings are ridiculous. No,
it's crazy.
It's unbelievable what these weddings cost. So just said, let's skip that. But maybe one day for funsies, we can go ahead and do the chairlifting deal.
Hey, dude, I'm in. I'll start prepping now.
We can do it for the fan cam. Yeah, start prepping.
Dawson, you might want to check
I'll try to do my
you
part. I'll try to drop a couple of videos. I'll try. I'll prep too.
I mean, even just picking up your run-of-the-mill, like, 200-pounder seems like a big-time challenge.
It is. It is. It's a long song, and it could be stressful.
There's four legs on that chair. I figure we can get at least two men per leg. 25 pounds? 3 or 4 minutes? We're good.
Tell them, Woolchuck.
That's what you're looking at.
I zoned out.
He's doubting my ability to participate in lifting up the woolly
bully. You can protect.
Dawson's got to put down his purse first.
I think Gavin can participate.
Right. Take off my mom's heels.
I looked at the famous heels
might help.
Judgers.
I looked at famous people, famous men with purses. Travis Kelce, LeBron James, David Beckham.
That's the least surprising names you could have probably given.
Yeah.
Like Travis Kelce.
They all need to put it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I prefer a backpack myself. You know, I don't know why you wouldn't want to have something with a good strap on it, but oh, wow.
What?
Okay, let's go. It's time for a sports hodgepodge. Chief, where are you taking us?
Among other things, we'll check the tape on the bully Jared interaction.
Yeah, screw you, Queen S.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time for a sports hodgepodge here with the Chief. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Listen, I'm just saying that I think men basically have worn a lot of purses probably since the beginning of civilization. Little messenger bags, little bags on the side as you're riding a horse, whether in Europe or in the American plains as a Native American. Those could be described as purses. At some point, our society decided only women are going to use purses. Men have to use briefcases, attaché cases, backpacks, or their pockets. It wasn't that long ago.
Why is he still potted up, Lucius?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'll see you in Oxnard, sir. Good day, sir.
I have respect for our ancestors. I don't want to see them disrespected and humiliated and considered effeminate just because they were born in a different century. Okay? And I expect better from you. Here's the Chief.
You better come in with a skirt on tomorrow.
Yeah. Bet payoff?
Hey, if you want to go full women outfit, yeah. That works.
It would show the calves. Keep that in mind.
Ooh. Okay, that's a double then for you because you're also showing the legs.
Or you can just throw the pantyhose on. You'll be fine.
I don't want to be insensitive.
Oh, know. Now we're insensitive.
Might offend somebody.
I think you should strap on that skirt and move on, man.
Yeah. Where are we?
I don't know, man.
Space-time continuum.
Let's play the game called Was It a Flub? Featuring the Woolly Bully.
Why we got to feature me?
Well, because yours is really the one in question. My flub was very apparent, black and white. Right. I said linebacker was a sport, and obviously that was wrong.
He was quicker to get to the editing room.
But yes, I would have left my mistake in. We talked to Jared.
We listened to it together. I thought we were in it together.
We had a baseball conversation, seam heads conversation with Jared Sandler earlier in the program. And I did accidentally refer to Wyatt Langford as looking like a guy who played the sport of linebacker. Okay, that's there. That's obvious. That's just a fact. But the flub in question is Dawson asking a question about Bradford and who's going to be the guy that has to step up in his absence now that he's gone to the IL. And then Walchuk, a few moments later, asked another question that seemed eerily similar. And so we're wondering if this was a double question flub from the Bully. Wouldn't necessarily be the first of its kind.
Well, I thought it was a lighter question before.
Here's the evidence.
With Bradford being out, speaking of games that count, who's the pitcher that needs to step up?
Well, I think, you know, the first guy into the rotation is going to be Jack Leiter. And so I guess the answer right there is Jack. I would say that, you know, it probably is going to put a little bit more on Dane Dunning's plate, though. There might be a little more emphasis on Dane because Jack was going to perhaps fulfill that piggyback role with Jacob DeGrom. And now, you know, that's maybe going to be Dane. Or maybe it's Adrian Hauser. Or no, maybe it's Patrick Murphy. I'd say one of those three guys really need to step up.
Without Cody Bradford, is it like Leiter? I mean, what are you looking at for lefties in the starting rotation?
Is there another Leiter repeat question going on here?
Oh, did you ask this?
Jared?
I'm specifically talking lefties.
Yeah, but Leiter's not a lefty.
He's a righty.
There was the flub on my part.
So what are they doing without Bradford for lefties?
Yeah. Do you want to re-ask this question and quickly like figure out a lefty to ask instead of Leiter?
That's weed.
Thing is, they don't have one.
They really don't, man.
No,
they have no lefty arms.
The lefty lighter, but not. I don't think it was a repeat question. I was specifically asking lefties.
The name lighter.
I know, but
lighter
then you mentioned lighter.
You mentioned lighter.
No, because, and Eric, you conveniently left out this part where I'm going from your linebacker thing to the L's. And so I'm going linebacker. Speaking of L's, lefties start with L's. And then lighter starts with L, so I'm thinking right. Lefty lighters. Lighter was really what? My mistake
he was
on this.
Doing like, he was doing like an alphabet bit.
Yeah, wow. I was trying to like make a transition into asking about the lefties in the rotation, which right. is not a repeat question, but the lefty lighter thing, definite flub.
Is there anybody you'd like to lash out at in regards yeah. to the lefty lighter thing?
I'm not gonna call anybody out on that one.
That okay. surprised me. Wolchuk's usually better at owning things, Brian.
I felt like I heard your question about lighter.
Yeah.
And then
well, it wasn't about lighter. It was about who steps up without Bradford.
And the answer was lighter.
I asked
lighter
that too.
Repeat question. You did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you yeah. asked who steps up without Bradford.
Yeah.
But I wasn't asking that. I was saying who fills the lefty void. Like what
but he
do they
gave
do
an
with
answer,
having a lefty
He gave
pitcher?
An answer about lighter is what he did.
He said lighter's the one that should be stepping up. But right, lighter not a lefty.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, who's the lefty?
Bravo, Wolchuk. We've gone 2 steps back. Yeah. I don't even know.
I just had that track girl sound when she was talking about the baton. I didn't mean my arms got caught, and then it started flailing, yeah. and then it looked yeah. like I hit her, but I didn't really yeah. hit her.
She really hit herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Think about me right now.
She hit her own damn self in the face.
Well, it's clear. It's obvious. Wolchuk is completely void of any wrongdoing.
Thank okay. you.
And
all right.
And he wins baseball guy of the day.
All right. Here yeah. we go.
Seam head.
He's done it.
Okay.
Baseball's not boring.
Let's continue with some baseball.
Pro broadcasting.
Thank you.
I have a Kansas Jayhawk baseball clip that we need to play. Did you guys see
bunch of home runs?
The records.
Five? How many?
We have an NCAA dong record that got tied for most back-to-back home runs.
Is that Gallant Spring Break that I see on all these videos? Blue? I don't know.
Old Bonnie.
Got the Spring Break dong record.
Whoa. Yeah. 1A, 1B with Hagee. Wolchuk, what was your Bonnie Blue? Did you have a Bonnie Blue stat of the day?
There's so many Bonnie Blue stats that she slept with more men than like Connor Weigman, the quarterback for A&M, had total passing yards of all of last year.
I don't know where that was going.
That's yeah. tough.
She slept wow. with more men in a day than so-and-so had total Sad. Yards for the season. You know, awesome sports things going on. Every day there's a new one.
Well, Let's go to the Kansas Jayhawk baseball game and listen to this. This
they did not have more dongs than she had.
This is KU versus the Minnesota Gophers. They're actually playing in the Minnesota Vikings Stadium. And listen to this. This is a compilation of the NCAA dong record.
Diggins swings and sends this in the air to deep left center field. Back goes Easton Richter. He leaps up, and that is gone. Trying to get out number one.
Ooh, God.
This is blasted to deep left field. And that is gone for a Kansas Jayhawks. Council drives this to deep left, and they go back to back to back.
Yeah.
The 1-0. Is hit to deep right, back it goes, twisting towards the pool. It's a fair ball, and it's another home run for the Kansas Jayhawks. Now make that, yep, the second inning. And this is hit well to deep left. That is back, and that is gone.
Is this five in a row?
Yeah. Thank God we have a fireworks show.
Five straight home runs for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Back.
Okay, so that's... Five straight dongs in the top of the third inning, tying the NCAA record for consecutive home runs. It marks the first time since 2006 when the Gamecocks, and they did it. It's happened now 4 times in the history of NCAA D1.
It's amazing.
But it's the first of its kind in the Big 12 Conference. So I believe it was 3 different pitchers. That
oh, wow.
they had. It was like they were already dipping into the bullpen in inning number 3. And let's see, what was the score of that
I think
game?
By the time you're the third or fourth pitcher going in, you kind of want to just groove one to see if it happens again.
Mike Bassick out there?
Yeah.
It was 29-1 was the final score. 29-1.
That's when you need run rule help.
Yeah.
Like, that's brutal.
And a good manager rant. I guarantee you got that in the post game.
Ooh, good call.
Lollygagging around.
I'll have to check that one out.
Lefty got us.
Okay, now we head to the world of college basketball. Lucius, we have a BYU basketball clip in here where we get welcomed into the world of Richie Saunders. And they had a great fun fact about this BYU basketball player.
Keeps it extremely simple.
Was that before or after his grandfather invented tater tots?
Great-grandfather invented tater tots, which makes me love him even that much more.
Wait, is this a true story?
True story.
100% it's a true story.
Invented tater tots.
Yes. Richie Saunders' great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather invented tater tots.
You learn something new every day, huh?
Look at that. The Saunders family.
Legendary. Tater tots?
Great American family. Yes, Richie Saunders, who's a heck of a player for BYU, and they're a pretty strong team as well.
Got to win today.
Richie Saunders' great-grandfather invented the tater tot.
It's a pretty good claim to fame.
Yeah.
Dude, is the family making money off of that?
I was wondering, like, what type of tater tot?
Caesar's Choice is getting all the money off of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you
copyright
trademark
it?
Trademark something like that? I don't know if they're getting a cut of every tater tot that's ever been eaten.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
There's no way.
I went to school with this gal whose dad invented the hacky sack. That's my only other invention. You know, brush with inventor. I guess you'd call that.
It's a pretty cool one.
Were you a hacky sack guy?
No, wasn't that good at it.
Heels make it tough.
I don't know what it was.
Slacks.
You know, better hand-eye coordination than foot-eye, whatever it was. But the hacky sack turned out to be a thing where the skaters and the smokers, you know, and this is the late 80s, but you'd be in high school and the smokers would run across the street to get off school property to smoke, and they'd be out there hacky sacking and skateboarding.
What's this kid's last name?
Saunders.
It sounds like to me, just reading, tater tots were developed in 1953 when frozen food company Orida founders Nepi Gregg and Golden Gregg and Ross Aaron Butler Sr. devised the recipe using slivers of leftover cut potatoes that otherwise would be thrown away.
The plot thickens.
Well, this could easily be something where it's like a grandfather on his mom's side, so he doesn't share the last name.
Might
maybe
not have the last name
with the grandfather.
Could see that.
But 1953 is when we developed these.
That sounds like an age that a great grandfather would be.
It was the name Tater Tot was registered trademark of Orida. It's now part of Heinz since 1965. Is what
I hope they sold it to Orida.
The name Tater Tot was created in 1950s.
It is a great name.
It's
a branding excellence.
Phenomenal name.
Tater Tot.
So credit to the person who made that.
70 million pounds of tater tots a year.
Or what's made?
It's what's consumed.
Wow.
It's a lot of tots. And one other note on high school, speaking of things that happened a long time ago. My freshman year,
Orida,
there was actually a smoking section in the school.
Damn.
Could you believe that?
There's no way.
No, millennials.
Stunning. We had to go on the porch.
Blow your mind. What'd you guys do in high school?
Porch.
There was a porch?
Porch.
Hotboxed.
Like next to the gymnasium back there?
Yeah, you had to go outside. There were a couple areas where you just walked outside, and the teachers, everybody let them, just hang out by the porch.
Wow.
It's considered fairly normal.
Yeah. We got in trouble for smelling like black and milds.
Yeah.
They let y'all smoke.
They did, dude.
As long as you did it outside,
crazy.
You were
I couldn't believe it.
What were you boys doing?
Sophomore year, they finally ended that whole deal as, you know, people were getting aware and I think the lawsuit was going through and all that.
Mm. That's crazy, dude. The idea that they had designated smoking areas in high schools.
School is a dangerous place back in the day. These kids, they got it easy these days. I don't think Abby's even seen a fight all year. Middle school.
Middle school was prime.
Imagine that.
Felt like middle school was
prime.
Didn't
she have problems with that last year? Yeah. That like they're bully kids.
It was. I think the last time there was fighting, it was in sixth grade.
Yeah,
and there was one kid who was really good at it.
He was just tearing.
He beat up like all the kids. Yeah, he stopped fighting people. I ask her about him sometimes.
Is he a stud stud player? Like, does
he's
he,
pretty good.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
That's pretty cool. Well, we did get news on the Cowboys front. Izzy McQuamu returning on a 1-year deal to the Cowboys.
Let's go.
So
it's our nickel cornerback.
Yeah, I guess.
He did it one time. We've never seen it again, but gosh, that was good that one time.
Yeah, Dan Quinn made that happen at one point.
Playoff game,
yeah.
Yeah, he did play that pretty well. Well, maybe that's your Jordan Lewis replacement.
Izzy.
Now, we also have news in the NBA. Spurs star De'Aaron Fox undergoing season-ending surgery on Tuesday for tendon damage in his left pinky.
Ooh.
Ouch.
So now you have, the tank is really on for the Spurs, it feels like. Wemby obviously being out. Now no De'Aaron Fox. They have their pick. They have the Hawks pick. They could really
clean
up this draft.
He was good last night. And we needed that loss badly, as the Suns are not interested in winning at all, guys. I think this might still be a play-in team. It's unbelievable.
Man, if the Mavs are a freaking play-in team, what an absolute joke.
They got Anthony Davis back.
I think they're going to win another 3 or 4 games. They got, 15 games to go. I think they'll win 3 or 4 of them.
Lively back.
I don't think the Suns are going to win any more than that. That's how bad and disinterested they are. And the Mavs are 2.5 games up.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely a real chance, especially when you just consider, like you said, like what the Suns are doing and just how dysfunctional they are.
Yeah, and the Trailblazers aren't interested in winning at all right now. So I think you're going to end up with maybe only 35 or 36 wins, but being the 10 team.
That'd just be the final
freaking nuts.
Final nail in the coffin of what has been just a disastrous last couple of months for the Mavericks. That'd be
and
the
hopefully
worst
that's
way to
closure.
End this season.
It better be, an end to what's been a horrible run. 214 says, we had a smoking section in middle school in Quinlan. I didn't see. Now, when I was in middle school, there might have been 5 smokers in the entire school, and they would run behind these bushes that were out by the baseball field.
Burning
and they were
the
absolute most wild of kids.
Oh, yeah,
I think they were feral, technically. Really showered.
Hey, happy 50th birthday to Chili's.
Yes, Chili's and my dad share a birthday.
And they're having $5 Presidentes all day today
to celebrate their
birthday.
What's a Presidente?
That's their famous Marg.
Margs.
That they have like a...
The Verde Burger was my favorite there.
The Verde Burger?
Yeah, it was with
like
guacamole.
And then like maybe
a burger with guacamole on it.
A little bit of pico.
Like Verde Burger.
A salsa on there too, like a Verde salsa kind of deal? Or is just guacamole. The green was the...
Yeah.
The Verde was the guac.
Yeah, exactly what you had on.
Yeah, their burgers are strong, but so are their marks. $5. Presidente. Happy birthday to Chili's, man. They've really stood the test of time.
Crispers are good, man. Southwest egg rolls for the win.
Yeah, absolutely.
360 point out, hacky sacking can be difficult with a purse. Okay, that's fair play. That's pretty funny.
Or in heels.
The 214 guy from Quinlan says it was the mid-80s. Yeah. We had to go smoke in the teacher's lounge, and when they took that away, we would have to go to the high school smoking area.
Yeah, we were outside.
Wow.
A lot of interesting smoking stories coming across
smoking
in the text.
Planes, yeah.
It's unbelievable
smoking
what we were subjected to. The smoking in the planes was insane.
Yeah.
The smoking at diners was crazy. And you'd be saddling up there for your grand slam, and the guy next to you just burning heaters.
Yeah,
yeah, there was a smoking section. It was just and the separation was just a little tile walkway from the non-smoking section.
Well, that's where we had to sit when we would go with my great-grandma.
That's right.
My grandma Frances, she was, pack a day since she was 12 years old, lived to be like 98 years old as well.
So you got to experience a little bit of it, or was she just firing up on her own?
Yeah. No. Yeah, she was firing up on her own. We were super young, but we were sitting in the smoking section eating our grand slams, as you painted, and she was just ripping heaters, man. It was amazing.
Yeah, I had just turned 21 when bars went smokeless, and that was crazy. You know, because bars were, that's what you did in there.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the main things that people were going there for.
Then your room smelled like a bar the next day.
Oh, yeah.
You had all this cigarette smells on you.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Driving home, you smelled like a cigarette. Mm.
Okay, yes, the world has changed in a pretty massive way there. Smoking is out. Men with purses is kind of in. I think that's what we've learned here in the last hour or so. Okay, we have a crosstalk with Fred and Blake. We'll see what the Fan After Dark has cooking here for you next. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Time now for the Fan After Dark. Fred and Blake, ready to rock and roll. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
You guys got me hankered for a cig, man. After all that cigarette talk in the last hour. You know, it's hard to bum a cigarette these days.
I bet.
It's not good for you. Yeah, no so cigarette.
You know, there's a lot. Yeah, neither is vaping, okay? So I don't want to hear it.
Not
yeah.
as bad, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it's probably. Bad, though. It's probably as bad.
Not as bad.
Worse. Yeah, you're sucking on, you know, electric rays in Excuse your me? Mouth. I'm sorry. Yeah. I ain't yeah.
This has been a yeah. crazy last hour and a half.
It's been wild. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of people texting in their experiences in the 70s, 80s, even into the 90s yes. with kids allowed to smoke at high school. It's crazy.
I told you during the break, our high school back home, Topeka High, we had a smoke pit. So
Topeka High.
Nothing like go back there just... Puff on a heater. Oh, bell's ringing. Time to go to class.
We don't.
Take one last drag and flick it.
Flick that bad boy as you're walking off.
I'm about to crush this math class.
That's it.
I mean, could you imagine the political fight if you let kids smoke at school these days? Oh, like, I mean, all the different ways that would go.
I think we should. Does the Navy still let people smoke?
Not that I know of.
See, that's what I'm telling you, man. That was...
That's your tradition.
I mean, saying I don't know. That's what I should have said. I don't know. Oh. When I was there, we had a smoke deck.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, the smoke deck out there. So you meet everybody, basically.
But see, they were phasing out tattoos.
Oh, no.
When I was there.
You can't do that to sailors. Are you kidding me?
In the Navy?
Yeah. Well, they were phasing out the visible tattoos. Okay.
You couldn't what are we doing?
You couldn't do the arm tattoos, and you couldn't do neck tattoos. So,
I figure like an anchor on the forearm is
standard
issue.
Should be grandfathered in.
Standard issue. So,
what do you guys have coming up on the show tonight?
Man. Well, we're trying to get Patrick Dumont on the show, but you know, he's got other things going on right now, so he has not responded. I actually did email his sans email, but he hasn't responded back. And is Tank right? Is Tank? Is yeah. there something to
what
is
Tank's right?
Tank's
it's
right.
just funny that he like went to Seattle. And
yeah.
he's,
well, I mean, yeah, it's not like you're gonna win one there.
You're not gonna win a Super Bowl in Seattle, but he wasn't gonna win one here either. No. They're a ways away, man.
That was his way of closing the door. Let him know really how Dallas fans is. How I've been feeling the whole time. I've been holding it in, and Dallas is never gonna win. And he made it sure that he didn't mince his words. There was no. What did he say? We have to parse what he said. No, very clear.
Do you think they need to do something just to get the locker room excited and believing? I mean, it just seems
Micah seemed excited.
They all how,
when DeMarcus Lawrence left, Micah seemed excited. I mean, he said it's my time.
Yeah, there's a reason he was excited.
Sam Williams. My time. There was no. Hey, I'm gonna miss those guys. I'm gonna miss D Law. It was. Hey, it's my time.
So. Yeah, they didn't get along. Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I guess we'll see. Because, I mean, look, it's not like any of these, you know, moves that they've made. I mean, is anybody... Well, Solomon Thomas, I think...
That's Dak.
You might get a little excited about... Well, I'll tell you what, he does, right? Yeah. And then Kenneth Murray, I mean, let's hope he's the Zach Bond of the Cowboys this year. I'll tell you what, for as much as he's being slandered, my God. I mean, you thought this dude hadn't tackled anybody last year the way he's being clowned by everybody. Your girl, was it Sharon? How's she spelled
Shereen.
It?
Shereen.
Yeah. She said that... Tennessee writers yesterday said they were stunned that Tennessee was able to get anything for Kenneth Murray in a trade.
I think it's mainly his contract.
It's the cost.
It's less to do about the play.
No question.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, hey.
Well, what's the other linebacker they've got, Fred?
Jack Sanborn.
And? On the roster.
Oh, on the roster? Oh, who, we said this. We read this off like Luafau.
Okay.
Luafau.
Notre
Dame.
Big Lou. Damone Clark. And what my boy Darius Johnson. Harris.
Buddy Johnson.
Nick Vigil.
Nick Vigil's free agent.
Nick Vigil's free agent.
Free agent.
Wow. Vigil's a free agent. Okay.
Have a great night, gentlemen.
Appreciate you.
Fan After Dark is next with Fred and Blake. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Just went 5 flawless once again. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.